Coffee Talk, and I have Madeline on the line. Good morning, Madeline. How are you today?
Excited. Good. How are you today?
Good. This is Madeline with the Two Harbors Public Library calling in for her first of the month check-in. What is happening at our own Two Harbors Public Library?
Well, it is March, as you well know, Michelle, and so we are doing March Madness at the library.
Oh, how does that work?
So folks can pick up a ballot at our front desk or stop by our website, twoharborspubliclibrary.com. We are in round one of voting. And actually, if you want to fill out your bracket with me today on the air, we can get your vote counted.
Okay. What bracket? What am I filling out?
You're filling out, what do you love best about your local public library? We have so many different resources.
Oh.
What's going to win? Is it going to be public copying? Is it going to be board books? Is it going to be the telescope people can check out? We've had a lot of fun. We're only on the second day, but we've gotten a great turnout.
Oh, wow. So what are my choices?
So just like a basketball bracket.
Right.
We have some head-to-head matchups of different library pieces.
This is awesome. You guys are so honking clever. That's my first bracket, is your clever and thoughtful interactive activities you do there. That's my first bracket.
God, I love that. The question is, so it's things like, what's better, Minnesota authors versus James Patterson? Classics versus new books. So we are excited to hear from the community what everybody thinks.
Wow.
Round one voting goes through March 8th.
Okay. Put me down for Minnesota artists.
Okay.
Authors.
Classics versus new books, Michelle.
New.
This is getting personal.
I know it is. New. We'll go new.
Sounds good. What about fiction versus nonfiction?
Fiction for sure.
Exactly. Truth is stranger. Okay, here's a hard one for you. Do you prefer the magazines and newspapers at the library or the playaways and books on CD?
Oh, magazines.
Sounds good. That is our adult selection bracket. And now for library resources. Do you prefer our library programming and events or the printing and copying?
Ooh. Oh, can I have a free throw? That's a really super duper hard one, but I guess to be practical, I have to say the printing and copying.
You know, that's something that people use every day here at the library.
Yep. It's the only place you can do it in town. Yeah. Yep.
It really is. And when you need to fax something, you know, you need to fax it in 5 minutes.
Yep. Yep.
Not, you know. Yeah. Oh, God. Yep. Here's another hard one for you. The free Wi-Fi at the library or the puzzle table upstairs?
I'm going to have to say Wi-Fi.
Good call. And another hard one. Pollinator Garden versus online resources.
Pollinator Garden. That wasn't tough.
Nice. So that's the first half of the bracket. It's that difficult, but it's that easy. We'll have ballots week by week, and this round of voting, like I said, goes through March 8th. And once we get to that sweet 16 of library favorites, then the voting will go for the next round of matchups. We'll announce the grand winner of our library resources in early March, once March Madness is finished. I have a big old bracket on my front window in my office, and this has been a lot of fun.
That is so awesome. Oh, my goodness. Love, love, love it. All right. So what else? I mean, that's pretty much like just puts everything super succinct. Do we need to talk anymore? Yes, because that's not the only awesome thing that's going on over there.
Yes. So something else I want to shout out. We received a grant through the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation. They're Redbird Fund, and we purchased some Wonder Books with that. And Wonder Books are picture books, but there is a recorded audiobook that goes along. So if you're helping a new reader get more comfortable with reading literature, if there's a child with dyslexia who likes to follow along, if you just love that feeling of somebody else reading you a story, kind of like getting cozy with an old quilt, these Wonder Books are a great selection for you. We were able to double our Wonder Book collection with the generosity from the Village Superior Area Community Foundation Record Fund. And so in addition to fixture books, we also have some juvenile nonfiction books. We have some chapter books. And we even have some song books. So this is a lot of fun. Like, we were able to double the collection. Stop on in the library to browse, or if you go on our website, twoharborspubliclibrary.com, we have a crawler with all of our new books and a special tab just for all those new Wonder Books. Even if you're not going to check one out, stop by the front desk and say, hey, I heard about Wonder Books on the radio. Will you just pull one and show it to me? Mm-hmm. They are so cool, and they make a really big difference.
Oh, that is... That's got to be so much fun to pick out and go shopping for all these new fun resources for our community. That's just so awesome. And way to go to get a grant. That's amazing.
Thank you. There's so much generosity out there in northeastern Minnesota. And I'm glad that we can be a part of that stewardship.
Yeah, that's so cool. That's so cool. So when can listeners stop in at our Two Harbors Public Library?
Great question. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, or Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7 for that after work hour.
Perfect. Nice. Anything else you want to share, Madeline?
Just stop on in. We would love to say hi. If you want to fill out that bracket, if you agree with me and Michelle or not, remember, views expressed on the air are just views of those who are speaking. So don't call KQWH and say, wait a minute, I lost that puzzle table.
Right? I know. I was kind of contradictory that I'd like the free Wi-Fi, but I'd rather... I don't remember what the bracket was, but not the online resources.
Exactly.
Well, you just have to go with your first instinct.
It's so hard to fill out.
Exactly. Right. I do have a question. How was the winter reading program?
So much for asking.
Yeah. The
winter reading program went January 1st through February 28th. And we were able, in partnership with Culver's, our local Culver's, donated a free meal and a free scoop of custard for every child who read 10 books. And we were able to pass out over 90 meals. So that was so exciting. And, you know, driving up from Duluth, I always get to see what that flavor of a day is. When yeah. The first thing you see in town. So sometimes passing out those cards, I would lean over to the table and be like, y'all, it's caramel cookie dough today. And it's the right day to visit the library. But it's just a really fun way to get people thinking about how they're connected about the community. Just reading. We don't care what you're reading. If it's the same thing over and over, if it's a new 400-page novel every day, make that part of your habit. You deserve that sense of exploration. And this summer, we're going to bring that the Plinko board that we were using for presents.
Nice.
It's very popular. So we're going to bring that back for our summer reading program.
That's awesome. Yay. And I'm sure you're just tallying up all the final numbers and everything. And we can share those next time you're on. Yeah.
We'll chat the third Thursday in March.
Yep. Sounds fabulous. Get in and do your March Madness. That's so fun. I hope I make it to the next round.
Awesome. Well, happy reading, Michelle. So good to chat today.
Yep. All right. Enjoy the rest of your day, dear. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library.